Hello, good evening. My name is Amaury, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with
Sunday?
Any...
On Sunday? Private research firm in Alpena? You're in a boiler room, aren't you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
That means you're surrounded by a lot of people and you're selling something.
No, we're not selling nothing. Okay, we're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaigns. And just conducting a short opinion survey in your community right now. We're not trying to get nothing sold to you, and your answer just remain confidential. This is a quick survey we're taking right now. So can it take a little 5-10 minutes of your time?
Ask a question, and I'll know if I want to answer it.
Sure. What questions do you have?
No, you ask. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you or someone in your household a reporter or appointed or elected official in active in any political campaigns?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote? Very likely
yes.
to vote? Someone likely to vote? Not very likely
no,
to vote?
The first one.
Definitely going to vote. Appreciate that, sir. Okay, and what is your age? Okay, above 18 to 35, 36, 45, 46, 55, 56, 65, over 65?
80.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, this one answers all questions. Okay, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Right direction. Thank you. Okay. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be... Okay, this question. The proposal is called Proposals for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million for a period of 10 years to provide funding to the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, or enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county?
No.
Okay, so no. Okay, against. Thank you very much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
I'm voting against.
Oh, no voting against. Definitely. Voting or probably voting definitely. Okay, thank you. Okay, and since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal? Definitely vote yes in favor.
No. Against.
Okay, no. Definitely vote no against. Okay, thank you. And now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely vote no.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And as I mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails in plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Okay, for example, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year, or prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost an average homeowner about $105 per year, or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year, or I oppose this proposal regardless on how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
Oppose.
Okay, the last one would be totally opposed of the proposal. Okay, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, controlling growth and development, making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving public education and local schools?
You have too many.
Okay.
Roads would be one, and something after that. I can't remember what the other one was.
Okay. I'll put roads.
Education.
Okay.
Education.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, you will know. Now be given
the
list of
Michigan Lottery should take care of the education.
Okay, Michigan Lottery. Okay, I'm going to put that in the notes here. Okay, and now, for example, that you will now begin. I'm going to give you a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Okay, for example, your city or township government. Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART trails. Very, somewhat favorable,
somewhat
favorable. Thank you. Grand Traverse County Government?
Well, that's a tough one.
Okay, somewhat favorable too?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. Okay, thank you. And if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Definitely trust. Probably trust. Probably do not trust. Definitely do not trust.
Probably do not trust.
Probably do not trust. Okay, appreciate your opinion there. There are numbers of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend the money. To promote local economic development, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. To promote recreational opportunities?
Huh. Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. To
depends
improve
where they put them. Depends where they put them. That's,
okay.
That's a tough one.
Oh, okay. To
None
improve.
Of these are really easy. I worked for the government at one time, and I've watched them spend the money.
Oh, okay. Okay, you know about this. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
To improve what?
Improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
I don't understand that word you're saying, or I'm not hearing it appropriately.
Okay, to improve connectivity.
I don't know what that word is. I apologize.
Like connection, connectivity?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, and this will be for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Yeah, I approve that.
Okay, strongly approve. Thank you. To maintain existing trails?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. To plan and construct new trails?
No.
Okay, strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces?
No.
Okay, no. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
To improve trails, is that it? Yeah,
To provide, yes. To increase non-motorized transportation options?
Yeah.
Okay. To promote health and wellness?
Sure.
Okay, good. To protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Yes.
Very good, sir. Appreciate it. And now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained. Which of those would you be more in favor?
Well, that's a tough one. They're trying to get new trails, and maintain the old trails is enough.
Yeah. Okay, so ensuring the current trails network in Grand is well maintained,
sure.
Would that be it? Okay, very good. Thank you. Now, you will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. For example, a citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
I agree with that.
Thank you. There will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Yes.
Thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Yeah.
Okay, good. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, and now, almost the same, now you'll be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor this
I
to
think
this
I've
proposal.
Answered that. Now, I got to go.
Oh.
I got to go. Goodbye.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're almost done.